Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. Happy New Year to you. And we had to take a break last week. We ran a repeat from a show in 2013, so we could take a little family time. I went on a cruise, did my thing. Okay, I'll fess up. We were basically told we can't come back on the air for at least a year after we did our Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza play.
They didn't say for at least a year. They said again in 2013.
Yes, they said a year. I felt okay, as long as we get into 2014, we're good. So we're back. We're live. And we apologize in advance.
Did you get to do any diving on your cruise?
No. It's still, you know, it was a short cruise, and it was just over to the Bahamas. The water was still just a little too cold for a warm water wuss like myself. Believe it or not, even in Florida, during the winter months, the water temp can dip down to like 65 or so. And that's just...
That's rough. That's rough,
you know,
diving there.
If you got to go beyond a 3-mil wetsuit... after, you know, on your second dive, which is kind of where it is, that's my threshold. I'm like, you know what? Might as well go ahead and take another trip through the buffet line and skip the, you know, the afternoon snorkel.
Yeah, it hardly shows.
What do you mean?
That you took another trip through the buffet line.
What are you trying to say exactly?
Nothing.
What are you trying to say? I'm fat?
I'm not trying to say it. I thought I was saying it.
Oh, well, thank you, I think. I was just trying to beef up, you know, for the...
It's always good at the very beginning of the year to get as heavy as you think you possibly can. That
right.
way all your fitness goals are easier.
Exactly. That's right. And
here, you lose 10 pounds, you'll be right back to where you were before Christmas.
I'm just trying to stretch out my stomach for as we get ready for our big trip to St. Kitts and Saba with Explore Ventures because, you know...
You get good food on those trips?
Oh, my God. You know, that's the thing. My cruise that I did with, it was on a Carnival ship.
Okay.
You know, your stomach definitely gets a workout as well as your bowels. And, you know, but that will
yeah,
be,
thanks.
It'll be like, you know, a workout or a training session.
Because the food on Explorer Ventures has been universally good every
yeah.
place you've been.
Right, exactly. Way better, actually, than what we would get on that cruise ship. So, you know.
They're also cooking for fewer people. A few. You're on that cruise ship with what? 5,800 of your closest friends?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. Some crazy number. But anyway, it was a good time. We had a good time. But no, I didn't do any diving or snorkeling. It was just a family thing. Water a little too cold to get it in water. So I figured I'd just save myself for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
Gotcha.
Which we leave for on, we leave January 14th. And spend a few days in Nevis, and then we hop on the boat.
Gotcha.
And we're going to be doing the show from the road, from the boat, from these different locations in the Caribbean. So make sure you tune in for that. The first broadcast will be January 18th. And we'll be that show will be about Nevis.
Now, if people missed the Scuba Radio...
Crapstravaganza play. Yeah.
Is there a way that they can hear that information?
Is absolutely. It's right there on the website. You can go and listen.
ScubaRadio.com.
There's actually a little feature blog, and we have the links to the show directly right on there, or you can just go through iTunes and listened to that broadcast, which was the, what, 20, what, 3rd, 8th or something? I don't know. I forget. It's all a blur. After a couple of shots of eggnog.
I can totally understand. Well, Christmas was on a Wednesday, so that's the 25th.
Yeah.
So it was the weekend before that, so that I think
right.
makes it the 21st.
Okay, we'll go with that. So, but it's right there on the front page.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few pictures and that kind of thing of us creating that magic at the home studio. It was a special moment, wasn't it?
It was fun.
You know, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, even participated and lent her lack of talent shine through.
I would like to point out that she was not the only female character in the show, in the radio play. However, she was the only one voiced by a woman.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Bill plays a pretty mean chick.
Actually, I don't know that I had to do any women in this one.
Well,
I mean, wait a second. Jimmy the Bubble Boy did...
That's right.
Jacqueline Bisset. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick was the mermaid puppet.
Right.
And
don't let this deter you from going and listening to the Christmas Crap Extravaganza play, because it truly was. I'll tell you, that was
Christmas
probably one of the
diver.
Most. Yeah, it was probably one of the most intensive productions we have ever put out in our 17
year
history.
Next year we're going with a classic.
That's true. That's true. We're going to try to recreate Christmas
Scuba Radio Christmas Carol.
Yes. So you know, mark your calendars now. Prepare your sanity or brain or something.
Do something. Stew yourself.
Okay. You can do that.
I think that's a wiser decision.
Start drinking now.
Yes. There is no sense trying to save yourself from this in any way except for to make it so that everything seems just as insane.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We closed out 2013 with a bang.
Yes.
That was a fun show to do. Had a great old time. And... you know, we got to thank the crew once again for helping putting that together. And I've gotten a lot of comments via email, and some people posting up stuff on Facebook said, we will hunt you down and have our revenge. But, you know, until they find me.
And before that, the weekend before that, we were in the Keys. Dockside Tropical
That's
Cafe.
That's right. So, we
you
really
know what? For
blew
a guy
it out
who,
big time.
Who feels as though you didn't travel too much. This year, because 2013 was not an up year for you in terms of travel.
That's right. I actually stayed a little closer to home in 13. However, at the end there, we started traveling again, and obviously I hit the road here in a couple weeks. And it looks like 2014 is going to make up for the lack of travel in 13, the way it's starting off, because we have some big plans. It looks like a very, very exciting year for... Scuba Radio, by the way, and there's some things I can't share with you just yet, but big stuff is on the docket for the Scuba Radio crew. So make sure you stay up with us, and there's going to be some opportunities, more opportunities for you to join us on some of these crazy adventures that we're working on right now. So of course you'll hear all about them right here every week, every Saturday, 3 to 5 Eastern time. Now, you know, other than that, you know, after that, we kind of, you know, everybody went their separate ways, did the little family thing. I went on a cruise. I went on a little shopping spree. You know, I bought a car. I bought a, this is actually kind of big news because we didn't talk. This happened right after that, didn't it? Did I have that?
You did not. There was a thought that you might have it when we went down to Dockside Tropical Cafe, but then you didn't. You got it the weekend that you came back.
Yes.
So you actually had it.
Right.
And
yeah.
You didn't even have it yet when we recorded the Christmas.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think
you did.
We
didn't have it yet.
I had teased it on Facebook.
No, you did have it. It was in the garage. We just got to see it on the way out.
That's right. But we didn't talk about it on the show.
We did not.
Because what I did, I put out on the Scuba Radio Facebook page that Santa could be getting a new sleigh. And everybody thought that had something to do with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. They're like,
true.
Oh, my God, don't put him behind a motor vehicle, whatever you do. And no, that was never the intent. This was for me. And actually, it's for the show because I got a new ride, and it is bright. I mean, this thing is cherry red. It's a turbo super sport cherry red race car thing. And
except
I,
for it doesn't look like a race car. It's an HHR.
Yeah, but the only thing it's missing as far as diving-wise is a big old white stripe through the middle of it. And that could happen. It could happen. I've already... And
how about this?
I bring
how about
up.
You get an oversized scuba tank to put on your roof?
Okay.
That'll help with the mileage.
Yeah, maybe. That's a possibility. But, no, I have a, I am having it customized a little bit. So when we're out and about, we'll have an official scuba radio vehicle built. And this will be the first time kind of thing. But no one gets to drive it except me. So, but yeah, I got some cool diving bling that I'm going to share with you that you may want to take advantage of yourself as I went out and searching for ways to show my love of diving on a vehicle. So we'll talk about that and much more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Talbot, marine photographer and filmmaker.
You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's a guy with a perfect face for radio, and God knows I know what I'm talking about, Greg the Dive Master.
Thank you, Bob. I think. All right, so I got a new ride, a cherry red HHR Super Sport. This thing is a sweet thing. The guy I bought it from, I actually found him on Craigslist, believe it or not. He babied this car, and it's just a sweet ride, and I love it.
Who knew going through those misconnections was going to pay off one day?
That's right. And it was already bright cherry red. I was like, okay, this could actually work out pretty good. I could put a white stripe on it, or I could make it a little bit more subtle with my diving element. So I've got a frame on it that says I'd rather be diving. I have little lug nuts. I actually found lug nuts. Or not lug nuts, but license plate bolts with dive flags on them. I found air valve caps with dive flags on them. And you can do a search on eBay or on Google and find these things. I would have never thunk it that you could find dive flag stuff like that. I mean, it's very small and very subtle, but when you look like, ooh, that's a dive flag. How about that? You know, so I'm kind of doing that. I'm tricking out the vehicle like that. And I'm also, we're working on a special tag, and you'll probably hear a little bit more about this next week from laserautotags.com.
Scuba.com is actually going to create a special scuba radio plate for us, possibly, which is this thing's really highly reflective, uses mirrors and glass pieces. It's real high tech. But it's a way to, you know, add a little scuba bling.
Where if somebody's driving at you with their high beams on, it reflects them back into their eyes so they're the ones that can't see?
Exactly.
That would be cool.
Right. So when they, you know, so basically if there's a head-on collision into your vehicle, it'll be their fault. See? You've protected yourself.
Win-win.
Maybe. I'm not sure how that works. But anyway, if you have some ideas on how to bling out your vehicle with dive-related stuff, definitely feel free to share at info@scubaradio.com. All right, so our buddy Pete from Scuba Board is on Scuba Radio right now from the Florida Keys. Pete, how are you, and Happy New Year.
I am doing great.
So I know you have a new vehicle. Have you blinged it out a little bit with dive stuff, flags, obviously, scubaboard.com stickers, I assume, are all over it.
Lives down in the Keys. They just take seashells, stick it on.
Seashells, yeah, that would make sense, yeah.
So I would say that the best way to bling out your vehicle is with Scuba Board stickers myself.
Yeah. Well, right. But, I mean, have you done anything? Have you seen anything like this, like these little dive flag license plate bolts? I mean, obviously, everybody, you can easily find a frame, a license plate frame that says, I'd rather be diving.
And there's lots of stuff like that. I've actually been blinging out the inside of the vehicle.
You've been blinging out the inside that nobody can see but you.
Well, it's a 20 tank rack that I put in there so I could carry 20 tanks at any one time. My DCs, I have two toolboxes to carry all the tools. I'm in the middle of constructing a charging station so I can charge my cave lights as I'm heading up the cave country and driving between caves.
Ah, I see. So you've went the practical way as opposed to just blinging it out and bedazzling your ride, which is pretty much what I've been doing.
Well, people are bedazzled when they look inside. Oh, my God, you can put like 20 tanks in there. And I go, yes, you could.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. He doesn't get what bedazzle really is.
He's a little reflective.
He's a little reflective bedazzle than you. Yeah, okay. No, it's not the same. Bedazzling is like a reflective jewelry kind of thing. It's like, you know, those iPhone cases that are all like,
he knows. He knows.
You know, they look like,
he knows and he understands and he looks down his nose at you.
I don't know, fashion over function. I guess that's my route so far. Maybe I'll pick up some of these tips that you're throwing out there eventually.
It's been working for you for 50 years. Keep rocking.
Right, exactly. All right, okay, so have you been doing some cave diving, I assume there, Pete, with all these new features on your ride that you've been using?
I have. I've been up to Denny a couple times and over to the north part of Florida up near Madison. Mariana, excuse me, and having a great time driving away from my keys to go diving.
Yes, go figure. I mean, why is that? Because even down in the Keys, it's too cold and it's warmer up at some of these springs, or what?
They just don't have caves down here, and I like caves in addition to diving nice, beautiful, warm, tropical waters.
Okay, well, you know, that sounds a little...
The water was not too shabby when we were down there.
Awesome water.
13th and 14th of December.
Yeah, but this is the time of year where Florida warm water wusses like myself will go to a place like Jenny Springs or Devil's Den and some of those popular inland cave sites and cavern sites where the water is spring-fed in 72, 74 every, you know, year-round. That's actually pretty warm compared to some of the ocean temps we got right now. Right, Pete?
Exactly. If you do, let's make sure that we don't exceed our training or our limits, because you got to get cave certified to go in a cave.
Yeah, unfortunately, there was a big accident. Well, I don't know if it's big, but happened Christmas Day. And if you saw this in the news, of all places, Weekiwachee Springs.
Well, north of Weekiawachee, the Chesawiska.
Yeah.
Say that for fast three times.
Yeah, it was
game preserves.
Right, it was Eagle's Nest, which is part of the Weekiwachee Spring River. Is that what it is? Or something?
It's actually the one that's just the north of Chesawiska River. I think that they combine with Weekiwachee just before they go out to the Gulf. But there's a 31,000-acre preserve just north, a couple miles north of Weekiwachee. I mean, it's the same cave system, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, when
Eagle's
I first...
Eagle's Nest is a 300-foot deep cave that's rather extensive and, as some people found out, deadly.
Yeah, well, yeah, evidently these a father and his son went diving.
One of them trained, one of them not.
Yeah, but even he, I don't believe, was cave certified.
No,
yeah,
he wasn't.
And the kid wasn't even certified at all.
Not at all. In fact, that particular cave has claimed 8 lives, and none of the people who were diving there were certified to that level of training. All of them are under-certified when they went diving in there. It's kind of a shame because all that's preventable. Go get the training.
Yeah, I don't know where, you know, I mean, as part of the dive community, this is obviously terrible public relations when these things happen out there. But then when you read it, you're like, how do people do this? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's diving 101. You don't dive beyond your limits. Now, people are going to make mistakes and things like that. But this is a classic example of somebody who was in a place, they had no business being there. And because of what happened, it makes us all look bad. So,
I don't know if it makes us look bad. He broke the rules. I mean, he just downright broke the rules. It's a state law that you're not allowed in a cave unless you're certified to go in a cave. That's an actual law. FWC, who actually patrols that area, can actually impound your vehicle and put you in jail if they catch you doing that.
Well, there you go. All right, we got more to discuss along those lines next. Stay close. First radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, and Pete from Scuba Board is on the phone with us right now. Now, we're talking a little bit about this accident happened on Christmas Day. Father and son went diving, Eagle's Nest, right there in the Weekiwachee Springs area, and both of them died. They shouldn't have been there. I don't know. I saw something in the story that said that they had gotten new gear for Christmas that they wanted to get in the water and go play with. But, I don't know. Do you have any idea what kind of gear was they were playing with itself there, Pete? Have you heard anything?
Yeah, no one has really said what the new gear was. I know that the guy borrowed some tanks, and from what I understand, I think he lied about the fact that he was going cave diving with them.
Yeah.
Greg, Let's back up a little bit, because I don't want to just concentrate on the negative of this. The positive is that no one who's gone into that hole who's been cave-trained and also trimix-trained, because it's very deep,
right,
has died.
Yeah.
So it's completely safe if you follow the rules. If you don't follow the rules, or if you go in there without knowing the rules, you know, you're going to get burned. So, yeah. I mean, let's not go the negative, oh, my gosh, people died. Let's look on the positive. No one who's been certified correctly for that particular cave has died there.
That's right. Learn
huge.
From these examples of what not to do. Plan your dive, dive your plan. Don't dive beyond your limits. If there's any, real-life story that kind of drills that home as a tragedy like this, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So,
don't let Darwin sneak up on you.
Yes, exactly. Well, we'll have to leave it at that. And, hopefully people will learn from that a little bit. And
I sure hope so.
We got to police our own. You see anybody, any of your dive buddies doing something goofy like that, or you know they're planning something silly like that, stop them. Tell them, that ain't cool. You're making us look bad. It's not good for you, not good for anyone. When that kind of stuff happens. All right, we got a Dan tip, and then we're going to check in with Captain Cocktail from South Florida Diving Headquarters, see how the New Year's going on down there with those folks, and much, much more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 109. You'll get no bacon from spearing a hogfish.
A pig, maybe.
And here's something else to consider. Brain Coral cannot help you with a crossword puzzle or Sudoku. But mowing the lawn in snowshoes, well, what can I say?
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. In here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Glad to see you made it here okay. Sorry I lost you on the way from the airport there, buddy.
Yeah, it was a good thing I had an extra set of directions.
Forgot you were following me and I got ahead of you in traffic.
It's all good, but it's a good example of why I have a backup plan.
And a nice segue into today's topic. Let's talk a little bit about what happens when you get separated from your buddy and the backup plan doesn't work.
Knowing what to do when a diver goes missing is an excellent skill to have. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with something simple. For whatever reason, you and your buddy get separated on the way back from the airport. I mean, the dive.
That's something you and your buddy should have discussed before you left the terminal or entered the water. You should have a plan in place that in the event that you're separated during a dive, you know what steps you'll have to take to reconnect.
Such as?
Such as agreeing that if separated, you'll immediately go to a designated point to rendezvous. Maybe it's an anchor or a scent line. Maybe it's at some other landmark you know will be on the dive. Another plan often agreed upon is that when you realize you've lost contact, search for about a minute underwater and then ascend and reconnect on the surface.
But the important thing is to know what you'll do and follow the plan, right?
Right.
Okay, so what happens if you follow your reconnection plan, but you still can't find your buddy?
Well, then you're dealing with a missing diver. In that scenario, immediately notify anybody nearby, either on the boat or on the shore, that you've got a missing diver in the water. You should not undertake that search by yourself without a plan and support in place.
Since there's always the possibility the missing diver is having some kind of trouble, I'm guessing it's better to treat the matter as urgent?
Urgent, yes. Panic, no. Start by marking the spot where you came up with a marker buoy. And if you have some immobile objects around you, like a tree or a building or a rock formation, use them as reference points. Next, see if anyone can spot the missing diver's bubbles. If spotted, it really helps target the missing diver's location and where to start looking.
Assuming they have bubbles to spot.
Ooh, that's true. If the diver is using a rebreather, searching for bubbles isn't going to help you.
And if the bubbles are spotted?
Send a diver in to check them out. Meanwhile, you should be providing the support team with as much information as possible. What the plan profile was, what directions you intended to swim, what happened on the dive, and at what point you became separated. Anything that can prove useful in the search.
You can even be doing that while you're looking for bubbles, can't you?
Absolutely. And when you're looking for those bubbles, be sure to look in every direction, not just where you think the missing diver should be. Oftentimes, the separation is the result of a diver simply getting disoriented or lost.
What about enlisting the help of others?
The more the merrier. If you're on a boat, contact other boats in the area to see if the missing diver mistakenly boarded the wrong vessel. And if they're not on anyone's deck, enlist the help of everyone you can find. If you're on shore, have others scanning the water, checking the surrounding areas. Believe it or not, sometimes the missing diver has simply gotten out of the water and returned to their vehicle.
And if all that doesn't help?
It's likely time to start the underwater search. Searches should be conducted in teams, both for the safety of the searchers and to ensure that the resources needed are available in case a rescue is involved. Search teams should not enter the water without a solid plan in place. The plan should include an agreed-upon search area, search pattern, and time limits. If there are enough divers available, organize standby dive teams to pick up where the first team leaves off and to lend additional assistance if it becomes necessary.
What about other divers in the water?
If they are part of the group, you may want to institute a recall or regroup and reorganize everyone back on the boat or the shore. They may be able to lend assistance in providing information about what was happening underwater, or profile permitting, they may be able to join the search. It's also possible that the missing diver will surface upon the recall, as the recall itself may be all that he or she needs to find their way back.
What procedures should the search teams follow?
They should always stay together, and they should never deviate from the plan they put in place. At no time should the searchers put themselves in danger while looking for a missing diver. Generally, the marked spot is used as a starting point, and the search expands in an agreed-upon direction from there.
There are different search patterns you can use. Which one should you?
Well, it really depends on the topography of the dive site and the conditions and visibility. But the most commonly used patterns include the U pattern, expanding squares, and circular search patterns. If a dive is being done in a specific or concentrated area, like a wreck for example, you may simply have several dive teams doing random searches. But more often than not, a more formal approach is used.
Hopefully, at some point in all this, the missing diver will be found. But if the unfortunate occurs and he's not?
Then it's time to call the authorities. In fact, you can call them at any point in this process. If you feel like you need additional assistance, don't hesitate to call for it. When you're looking for a missing diver, you know you're working against the clock, so use whatever resources you have available to you.
And hopefully it'll come out all right.
In most cases it does. Most missing divers are usually just buddy teams that got separated for one reason or another. Sometimes it's preventable, sometimes not, which is why it's crucial to communicate with one another before you enter the water and stick to the plan you create.
And if you're following me from the airport,
bring a GPS.
Right. The search for a missing diver is something that should be undertaken quickly, but with a plan. Use whatever tools you have handy to help in the search, and don't be afraid to ask for help. But do your best to avoid going missing in the first place. Know the plan you and your buddy are to follow, and stick to it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
On the phone for the first time this year is my buddy Jeff, better known as Captain Cocktail from South Florida Diving Headquarters. Buddy, how are you? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
All right, so...
I got a Dan diving safety tip for you.
You do? Okay.
Don't dive with Greg.
What do you mean? I'm a fun buddy. When you say that together, when you say fun buddy, that really... It doesn't really work that well. But, people should dive with me. Come on, you've been my dive buddy. We had a ball. The team of Captain Cocktail and Liquor Boy... is a dangerous combination, one that we avoid, especially around the holidays.
That's a damn diving safety tip for sure.
Yes, avoid at all costs.
No, you're better off diving with us is okay, but after diving with us is not.
Exactly. when there is no diving going on, beware of Captain Cocktail and Liquor Boy, the alter egos of Jeff and myself sometimes when we get together. All right, so first off, let's talk about what's been going on in South Florida for New Year's. Did you guys do anything special? Any New Year's divers that like did the thing where they dove on New Year's Eve and then dove on New Year's Day morning there, Jeff, or what?
Well, unfortunately, our weather didn't cooperate on New Year's.
Ah, okay.
So we weren't able to do that where you dove at midnight and then you came up in the next year, unfortunately.
Right.
But
yeah.
Mother Nature didn't cooperate with us, but we did have a good time downtown with all the fireworks and the ball drop and all the libation.
Yeah, and when the ball dropped, what did you do? Were you there with your better half and doing the official schmooching thing kind of thing, or what?
Greg, you're getting a little personal here.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know. I'm sure you had a good time, but you probably had some divers with you.
Of course.
The whole crew down there.
All the alcohol-infused New Year's resolutions that end 2 days later.
Exactly. They were still percolating out of your skin cells as we speak.
I got to ask you, what was your New Year's resolution?
It was to go diving. Do some more, and I'm leaving on the 14th of January for a big adventure. Yeah. And then I got to, ride my scuba sleigh down to South Florida and catch some lobster. And the new the new racer I just got. I got it all blinged out with diver stuff.
I've taken this whole Be the Lobster thing to a whole new level, because the vehicle that I purchased is bright red, just like a Florida spiny lobster. You hear what I'm saying? So it's like Be the Lobster, ride a machine like a lobster, and you will therefore catch the lobster. What do you think?
Okay.
He still has a little teeny tiny set of antenna. Or just the one antenna. Sorry.
Just the one. I got to buy more. Yeah. But actually, you brought up a good bling option there. Maybe okay. I need to get a couple little claws or something, you know.
Is this the justification you came up with for the new car?
Absolutely. That it's a scuba radio vehicle.
Buy it?
People are going to think that you own Red Lobster.
That's right. Hey, they can. That's okay. You know, lobster's lobster, and you got to die for them to get them. So, what are you going to do?
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You know, this is the first New Year's Eve in 4 years that I haven't spent with Neil Watson. Had a family cruise I went on instead this year, and Neil was doing some family stuff as well. But he ended up in Bimini, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Neil, how are you, my friend?
Man, I'm exhausted, but I'm doing great. What a week. We had a heck of a time over there. It would have been 100% perfect if you and the mermaids had been there. That's the only thing we were missing.
Yeah, well, we got next year. We can do that next year. We had to take a break.
Absolutely.
Too much of a good thing, well, is actually pretty good. But, but you know, even as we age and get all, you know, wiser, I would say, we realize we got to get
when is that going to happen
our
for
livers
Neil?
A break.
And I keep waiting for that. You know, I don't think I'm gonna live long enough to get wiser. That's just not working.
Yeah, maybe not. All right, but at the Bimini The Bimini Sands had the big fireworks blowout on New Year's Eve again,
you know,
or what?
It was bigger and better than ever. It was absolutely unbelievable. You know, that they had the rocket to skim across the water and do the cartwheel deals and all of this.
Wow.
And, I mean, they actually sent a guy to China overseas putting this whole thing together, and of course the meals over the top, and you know, the Junkanoo parade, and then the next day to do great hammerhead dives. That's a pretty tough act to follow, you know.
I'm hip. Go from blowing up stuff, and then the next day you're in the water, yep, diving with hammerheads.
Turning the water brown.
Are we smack dab in the middle of hammerhead dive season there in Bimini right now, or
we
at the
are,
beginning?
We,
or
are, we are getting there. You know what? I don't think we've talked about the Bimini Shark Showdown Photo Week. You know, from February the 22nd to the 28th,
yeah,
we're doing a photo week. David Dubilet is hosting the thing. And I'm sure everybody knows who David Dubilet is from National Geographic. And, I mean, the guy is, like, one of the top in the world.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's a maximum of 12 divers. I think we got 5 or 6 spots left. I mean, one-on-one tutorial with David. I mean, you're diving with hammerheads, lemons, reef sharks, bull sharks, the stingrays, bunch of prizes. It's just an over-the-top week, all-inclusive, all the meals, booze, everything. And, man, it's an opportunity of a lifetime for a photographer.
Yeah, you can watch a master at work and hopefully, you know, pick up a few tips. Or, you know, David's a pretty friendly guy. I'm sure he'd be willing to share, you know, some
ideas. That's what he's there for, to do tutorials and to work with the people one-on-one. And you know, they got different categories of prizes and other judges. I plan on being over there. Of course, the best camera I have is in my iPhone, so I'm not sure how knowledgeable I am a judge in underwater photography, but I can be bought.
Yeah, exactly. The price is right. You can have Neil Watson. It's more of an auction, isn't it, Neil? Highest bidder kind of thing?
That's true. Exactly.
And there's no minimum, no reserve, so go at it.
Yeah.
But it'll be money well spent. No doubt about it. So did you actually get in the water and do some of the diving yourself with the hammerheads here on New Year's Day?
Yeah, I was diving, and I'm telling you, these things are just, I mean, I love the Caribbean reef sharks and even the tiger sharks and bull sharks, but these guys are just massive. I mean, they're like 14 feet and just 16 feet. They're just...
So these are the great hammerheads.
Feet of water with a white sand bottom,
yeah,
and the visibility is just spectacular, and it's awe inspiring, to say the least.
Yeah, you know? Now these are great hammerheads.
We went down, of course, and did the stingrays and triangle rocks and did the Caribbean reef sharks. So I mean, it was a great week diving and partying, to say the least.
Yeah, and so these great hammerheads have a tendency to cruise through the area, not in necessarily like a school of hammerheads, because they're more individual predator, or I mean, cruisers.
They like Galapagos and stuff, they school, but here, right, you know, they're kind of migratory, and they, you know, you get 4 or 5 just kind of wander in, and they're, I mean, they get up like close and personal. I mean, we had to put together some little PVC prods to kind of give to the divers to kind of keep a distance, you know, because one of the problems, they only have peripheral vision, but
yeah,
they're coming straight at you. They'll run into you before they see you, so it kind of freaks you out.
Yeah, well, definitely. And when they give you a little 3-foot PVC pipe and say, okay, here, take this down with you. I'm like, what? What am I supposed to do? It's like, it's a 14-foot great hammerhead. What? You know. Yeah, they are amazing animals.
Yeah, have fun with that 3/4-inch PVC.
Exactly. But, it's just to keep them at bay. If they get a little too close, you can bump them, and they have a...
They're easy to fend off. They're not attacking you. They're just kind of getting too close.
Yeah, trust me. If they wanted to attack you, they would have had you. There would have been no fight there.
There you go.
And we've had no incidents.
Yeah, that PVC, that'd be a suppository if they had any interest in you at all.
Okay. Well, yeah. Here's your PVC's suppository. Take that down.
Yeah.
That's probably the technical term for those. devices or a shark.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's not a shark pod.
Yeah, so if they want to book this, Neil, they could go to neilwatson.com or what website?
Go to bimini scuba center.com.
Oh, okay, right. And
800.
Yeah.
Yeah, or 800-737-1007.
That sounds good. All right, Neil, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
All right, what's planned on New Year's next year?
We'll make it happen. It's a date. You know, I feel left out since I missed spending New Year's with Neil Watson on New Year's Eve this year. So we'll make it up next year. And that's had it all kind of wrong, you know. But it's not like that. We go diving and we watch fireworks. We blow stuff up. It's a blast in Bimini. All right, more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere. Just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.